Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thursday on GabRadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. So the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, we're going to be going into our 25th year pretty soon. We're an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship, and we work on the range of issues that impact small business owners and entrepreneurs, provide some solid educational material, and really would like for people to check us out, sbecouncil.org, sign up for our newsletter to learn about what we're doing to help entrepreneurs, to get more people starting businesses, for those who have started businesses, to help them grow more successfully, and then what we're doing in Washington and the states from a policy perspective, really to get government out of the way and to enable business growth, business investment, and the success of America's small business sector.
Highly regarded, ladies and gentlemen, highly regarded in the power centers in Washington, D.C. The organization is, and Karen is. She's on a lot of speed dials with the decision makers about when they need to know, when they care about small business, and when they don't care enough about them, she's speed dialing them and getting them off their backsides. And Karen, we, I just want you to know, we thank you and we appreciate your efforts.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
And so, folks, please join, become a member of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Go there and give them a little bit of money, get whatever you can afford. It helps them do what they do. I promise you, nobody ever spent a nickel and got a dollar more, and more likely to get a dollar worth of effort out of anybody than the SBE Council. Karen, I need your report on tax reform. Where are we? What's going to happen? We need this. Small business owners need some tax relief. If you're... There are levels of success in small business that the tax code is punishing small businesses for being that much more successful. Not just regular taxing, not just more taxes, but I'm talking about you're getting punished because you went to this next level.
I agree. You know, a few months ago, I was able to meet with Gary Cohn at the White House, and he said, you know, all of us are working, the White House, you know, with Treasury and with the House and Senate, on tax reform, and we're all working closely together. And at that point, I was like, well, really, I mean, is that really the case? And, you know, based on the principles that what's called the Big Six, you know, who are working on this issue from the House, the Senate, the White House, and the Treasury, they issued a statement last week, you know, principles of tax reform. And at the center of that, really, as a priority, was small business. I mean, we're going to bring down all business tax rates, particularly small business.
Is it going to happen this year, and will it be retroactive? That's what we want to know.
I don't think it's going to be retroactive,
golly.
Jim. I think it's going to happen this year, but I doubt it will be retroactive.
Man, can you imagine what it would do to the economy if they would make it retroactive?
You know, Jim, there may be parts of it that might be. Who knows? It could be the expensing piece. It could be there might be some parts of it. You know, it would be great if they did that. It'd be wise if they did that. I doubt they will do that.
It's too late in the year, isn't it, to be retroactive?
Yeah, but Jim, even if they did that moving forward, I mean, that would still be a tremendous boost to the economy in terms of businesses just.
You're right. No, I'll take it. I won't be disappointed. Well, I'll be a little disappointed, but I'll take it. But I'm just saying I mean, I'm telling you, there are people out there right now who've gutted it out, and if they found some success, when they do their return, they find out that, wait a minute, you mean because I took it on the chin for 8 years and finally got my business at this new level, you're going to cut my deductions, my standard deductions?
Yeah.
You're going to cut that out? So people don't realize there are parts of the tax code where your taxes go up without your rates going up.
Yeah, well, Jim, I think if it was done this year, even moving forward, that would build on the confidence and that business owners currently have and the momentum in the economy. And hopefully there is sustainable in that momentum in the next quarter that builds on this past quarter GDP.
Right.
And if you do have these policy, these policy, the winds moving in the right direction, and if they're solidified and done, that will even, create more growth and more confidence, more jobs, better quality jobs, more entrepreneurs and small businesses. But, Jim, there is some hurdles on this issue, just like everything else. But we're staying confident.
Keep working on it, Karen. We're counting on you to help us, and we know you will. And again, we're proud of all the things that you're doing up there.
Thank you, Jim.
And give us the website again, please.
Sure, sbecouncil.org, or follow us on Twitter at sbecouncil.
All right. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes and one of your heroes, whether you know it or not. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.